We are back with the incomparable Sally Struthers and Krista Jackson, both here in town, co-starring in Always Pause, Patsy Cline. I've been instructed by Sally that there's a pause. Welcome. We are thrilled to have you both on our show.
Thank you.
Sally and Krista. you know, we are thrilled to have you here, and you're in town to portray Patsy Cline, the wonderful singer.
That's what you think.
Crazy about you.
I'm in town to meet you, because you're a bachelor.
Oh, my God. That's right, on J-Date. I saw your picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, Krista plays Patsy Cline.
Okay, the wonderful...
Patsy Cline.
Who died when she was very young.
30 years old.
Wow.
She died in a plane crash, and a lot of people don't know the story behind that.
Yeah.
She had been on the road. Decca Records was just working her to death, and... there was a horrible storm, and the guys in the band didn't want, you know, they didn't want to get on the plane. A lot of the guys were like, well, we'll just wait and take the van. And so she was like, I have to get home. I miss my babies. I miss my kids. And she's like, I'm not waiting for the storm to pass. And
so my line that I've written for my character that I play, Louise, is, I told Patsy to take the train.
Now, here's the setup. Sally plays a fan who had the occasion to meet Patsy Cline, and they became friends, and kind of narrates this whole deal. And these two, by the way, are not just co-starring in the show, but they live together, and they are remarkable, a pair of young ladies here. But tell us, Sally, and you've been doing this show for 2.5 years, so you probably have it down by now.
I've been doing this show for 6 years.
6 years.
I did it with someone else who shall remain nameless.
Oh, no. She's
no,
wonderful.
She doesn't deserve that. Her name is Rachel Ricca, and she's fabulous, but she doesn't see your show because you're not in Florida yet with this.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, she couldn't do it this one time. And so the producer said to me, do you know anyone that could play this role? I said, I only know one young lady that could play this role. Truly, with all the people I've worked with, this entire industry, there's only one young woman that's the right age, the right look, and has the beautiful voice to play Patsy Cline. You don't need to see anybody else. So they brought Krista in. She sang one song for them, and they said, you're it.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
History. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I want you to know, Sally, that you... were on and starred on my favorite show, All in the Family. Many of you may remember this. Married to the Meathead, Archie Bunker, and there you are with the Arch.
Aww.
And nice what girls. Was it being like playing with Archie, Carol O'Connor, and Rob Reiner? I mean, that show was, and Edith, fabulous, fabulous cast.
It was the best acting school in the world. I went to acting school, but I didn't learn one-tenth as much there as I learned being on that set every day with those other three individuals, with all of our guest stars, and with Norman Lear at the helm and the incredible writers we had.
The writing was incredible.
The writing was everything. Without that writing, the show...
But the writing, but the cast delivered the lines. I mean, Archie was... thoroughly believable. I mean, everyone was thoroughly believable, even though it was just preposterous, but it was completely believable.
And Carol O'Connor, who played Archie, was nothing like Archie. Nothing. And Jean Stapleton is nothing like Edith. I mean, when people meet her, they can't believe their voice is a whole octave lower. She's very refined and intelligent and spiritual. And Edith was just, you know, all over the map.
Well, that was the I Love Lucy of the next generation.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, Art, Rob Reiner and I were their third set of kids. The All in the Family pilot was first made by ABC with Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, and two young people playing Mike and Gloria. ABC took a look at it. They said, this is much too controversial. We can't put
this
up.
Yeah,
they shelved it.
That was a courageous show to air.
Well, then the next year, ABC made a second pilot of it with Jean Stapleton and Carol O'Connor, but they said, we need a new set of kids. So they got a different Meathead and Gloria and made the pilot. And again, they said, we can't put this on the air. President of CBS said, Norman Lear, you bring your project to our network. We'll put you on the air, but we want a new set of kids. So Rob Reiner and I were the third Meathead and Gloria.
Well, and that was when CBS was the blue chip network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you now, CBS? You're falling behind.
And that was courageous to put you...
Catch up. Wake up. Smell the coffee.
You're on CBS again.
I'm on CBS again. I'm still standing. Monday nights.
Oh, my God. On Still Standing?
Yes.
I want you to know that I know Renee, the 12-year-old, 13-year-old.
Yes, she's fabulous.
She sings.
She's a singer.
She used to sing at the Madison in Long Beach, and she, although she doesn't sing on the show, she can belt out. She's a country western background, but she sings cabaret. She's incredibly...
She's an amazing
little
girl.
She just cut a record deal. She's fabulous.
I play her grandma on the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm... Go, no. Well, wait, let's focus for a second
on Krista.
Always.
No, that's all right.
Patsy Cline and Krista. Tell us about some of the songs you'll be singing.
I sing 22 songs a night. Crazy, I Fall to Pieces, Sweet Dreams, She's Got You, Walking After Midnight, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Cheatin' Heart. Yeah, the list goes on and on.
You've got to see this show.
Yeah, it's nonstop.
You got to see it. So it's playing April 24th through May 9th at the beautiful Carpenter Center on the campus of Long Beach State where I teach. And we'll put up the bumper at the end of the segment with ticket telephone information. But let me ask the same question. What's it like getting out on the stage, Krista, and belting out these tunes? What do you feel inside at that moment?
I'm not an impersonator, but I try to embody Patsy. And it's amazing because I have to change my entire physical being to be her. She was very much a tomboy, didn't like putting on fancy clothes. And I'm a big old Southern Belle. So, you know, I'm
Southern Belle, check this out. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
And you performed with Nell Carter.
I did.
God bless.
Yeah.
And I, like your previous guest, took over for Nell Carter.
Oh.
She did Annie on Broadway. She played Miss Hannigan, the evil Miss Hannigan in Rose Orphanage. When they decided to take that show out on tour, who took over for Nell Carter but me?
Whoa.
Because I look so much like her.
And if Nell were here, she would crack up.
She would love it. We have a shot of the two of them in the show, and you won't want to miss going to see Always Patsy Cline at the Carpenter Center. 30 seconds left for either of you to tell our audience whatever you want to say.
Well, I have a dog, a Scotty. His name is Bob, but we call him Little Bobby Smalls from the hood. And Krista has a dog
named Mr. Bean.
He's a beagle.
Bean Diddy. They're going to get a record contract.
They are.
Yes.
Bob has a driver's license, and so does Bean. It's in my wallet. I'm going to show you after the show.
Well, let's give these two wonderful people a big hand. Thank you for coming to Long Beach and Straight Talk. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.